Hello, and welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami, so glad you're here for today's season finale, a program of all new music with Chamber Ensemble 5x5. Today we get to hear the world premiere of Volcanic Music by Glenn McClure, as well as an Appalachian song cycle for voice, banjo, and chamber ensemble, a piece that brings together the sounds of 21st century post-minimalism with North American old-time music. 5x5 is flutist Laura Lentz, clarinetist Marcy Bacon, guitarist Sungmin Shin, bassist Eric Polenik, and pianist Heyun Jun. And today they'll be performing with a special guest, banjo player and singer Emily Pinkerton. Please join me in welcoming them to the stage. Five by Five is a Rochester-based quintet with a mission to engage audiences in the collaborative spirit and creativity of modern chamber music by commissioning, arranging, and performing a wide range of works for its instrumentation. The group performs works of today's leading composers, supports emerging composers from around the world, and collaborates with artists across the disciplines. Also through its workshops and educational concerts, Five by Five aims to spark young people's unlimited creative potential. Should also mention, by way of disclosure, that I do currently serve on the board for 5x5. I was inspired to join them after their last performance on Live from Hochstein. Today, 5x5 is collaborating with banjo player, singer, composer, songwriter, and ethnomusicologist Emily Pinkerton to perform Rounder songs written by Pinkerton with Patrick Burke. And they are going to start with the first two songs, Red Rocking Chair and The Fiendish Tale of Markham and the Yankee.
Thank you. If he's living still, that Yankee came talking about building a mill. He came by his lonesome, no children, no bride. He came. Thank you. shot his last bullet high over the trees. The ground started shaking. He fell to his knees. The sky hit in thunder, fire rained from the sun. He's run down the hillside and right into town. The Yanks saw him come and shot Markham down. Lord knows where he come from or if he's living still. That Yankee came talking about building a
Markham and the Yankee and Red Rocking Chair, the first two songs of the cycle Rounder Songs by Patrick Burke and Emily Pinkerton. The whole cycle is being played here on Live from Hochstein by Emily Pinkerton. She's playing banjo and singing, and the Rochester-based New Music Ensemble 5x5. We're taking this and one other short break to make sure that Emily can get her banjo in the right tuning for the next songs. Each of these songs tells the story of a different rounder, rural travelers who include a gambler, a murderer, and a mill laborer who strikes a deal with the devil. And that devilish deal went down in the last song we heard. And although it's an old tale, it's concern about the environment in the face of new developments and worries about economic security still feel pretty relevant today. The next song is called Pretty Polly. It's an old murder ballad that starts with the words the murderer speaks as he walks away from the fresh grave he's dug for his lover. Here is Emily Pinkerton and Patrick Burke's take on Pretty Polly from Rounder Songs with 5x5 and Emily Pinkerton.
Left nothing behind.
Pretty Polly, a new take on an old murder ballad in rounder songs, written in 2017 by composer Patrick Burke and songwriter and ethnomusicologist Emily Pinkerton. Emily Pinkerton is the singer and banjo player here today on Live from Hochstein with the new music group 5x5. There are two more songs in the set, which we're going to hear after a short tuning break, and after that, there's a world premiere of some volcanic music by Glenn McClure on the way. Emily Pinkerton has described these rounder songs as being born after traveling with Patrick Burke to her favorite old-time music festivals in West Virginia. The exposure to Appalachian traditional music sparked conversations about how minimalist structures in classical music resonate with old-time performance, especially the use of repeated melodic phrases, where cumulative melodic and rhythmic variations are central to the sound. They started to imagine how these sound worlds could be fused in a compelling way, one that would be different than past approaches to using folk songs and classical compositions, a new approach from the populist styles of Aaron Copland and different from pieces that insert traditional instruments into classical pieces with virtuosic expectations. The result was this collaboratively composed song cycle, Rounder Songs. And we next get to hear the last two pieces in this cycle, the instrumental, Three Forks of Hell, a song evoking a river, which has roots going back to the Civil War, and then Darling Corey.
Thank you.
some dark hollow where the sun don't ever shine. Then to think about my darling Corey, think about she won't be mine.
Three Forks of Hell and Darling Corey, the final two songs of the cycle Rounder Songs, written in 2017 by Patrick Burke and Emily Pinkerton. We heard this Appalachian song cycle performed by new music group 5x5 with banjo player and singer Emily Pinkerton. You're listening to Live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the stage of the Performance Hall at Hochstein School in Rochester, New York on WXXI Classical 91.5, FM 90.3, and streaming online at classical915.org. We get to hear one more piece on today's show, and it's a special treat, a world premiere of music by Glenn McClure. He was a National Parks Arts Foundation artist in residence at Hawaii Volcanoes National Park last December and January. And with the help of scientists from the U.S. Geologic Survey, he explored the complex sculptures of lava, both above and below the surface. The core melodic content of this piece was generated by the sonification of scientific data from Kilauea Volcano in Hawaii. And just as we readily translate numerical data sets into pictures called graphs, we can also use mathematics to translate numbers into sound. And Glenn McClure explains that this allows the volcano to speak to us in a new way. The flute plays the wind speed, while the clarinet and piano play the levels of lithic and juvenile lava. The arrangement of this core melodic material begins with an eruption and then proceeds to take us underground to listen deeply to the voice of the volcano, its movements, its moods, its power, and its beauty. Here is 5x5 with the world premiere of What Lies Below by Glenn McClure.
Thank you.
the world premiere of What Lies Below, music by composer Glenn McClure, a piece written based on his experience as a National Parks Arts Foundation artist in residence at Hawaii's National Park. Music is based on the structures of Kilauea Volcano in Hawaii. The music was played by the Creative New Music Quintet 5x5. You can hear them next at the Lyric Theater on Thursday and Friday as part of the collaborative performance Aria with Biodance, Michelle Harris, and singer Kirsten Piper Brown. This is the last show for the spring season. Live from Hochstein, we'll be back in the fall, and we'll be outside on Thursdays for another lunchtime concert series, Hochstein at High Falls, starting June 6th. You can find the details and the lineup at classical915.org. You can also listen to selected past episodes from this series. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Robert Braden and Lindsay Brown. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. I'm Mona Segetola-Salmi. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.